Well, praise to our God on this thoughtful, thoughtful Thursday. I am just grateful that we are here. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Father, you are so good to us. You are such a faithful, faithful Daddy God. And we just thank you for loving us so much that you gave us your best, your only, Jesus, our King, our Savior, our Deliverer. Thank you so much for the two victorious women of God that you anointed and you appointed, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, because if it wasn't for them being faithful and listening to you, we wouldn't have this call. So we say thank you, women of God, and thank you for the family members, Lord, for all of those coming all over and coming on this call, Father. We thank you that more will come, Lord. And Father, as the speaker comes forward, we know the word is in season. We know that the word is going to change us and encourage us and correct us if it has to. So, Lord, we thank you for this speaker. We thank you for Artist Life. We thank you for the owners of Artist, Father, and all that you're doing in the company, with the business, and with our businesses, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Well, family members, I'm Minister Robin. I'm just loving on you, and I'm going to go ahead and give it to our host right now. Are you there, host? Host, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can. Good morning to you. Take it away.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Robin. It's definitely a blessing to hear you on the call this morning. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord in your voice this morning out there on that East Coast. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Robin, say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call, which we call our telecommunications sanctuary. I heard some first-time guests on the line this morning, and we say a special welcome to you. We're so delighted that you have joined us this morning. Let me tell you just a little bit about this call before we go into the meat of it all. It started back in October 2010 with our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Dimples. And then we also have our wonderful Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. We are so thankful that they said yes to the Lord. And we have been going on every Monday through Friday here on the Master's Call. And so we're approaching 8 years, and we're thanking God for it. Now, the word that we stand on is Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we also have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And believe it or not, you can go there and the messages are there from 2010. So you can always go and get a word from the Lord. Powerful, powerful messages back there. We also have the bios of our speakers on that site. Now, the theme that I love for this year, it is in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, you may feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry. You can be a greeter, such as which Minister Robin did so wonderfully, or you could be a host, which is what I'm doing right now. And then you may even have a word from the Lord. We definitely want to hear it. So in order to let us know that you're interested to be a part, send your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. Now, what brought us all together? This awesome health and wellness company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. And now we are under the umbrella of Artist Life, where we are helping people around the world with the best products on this side of heaven. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and I'm sure they'll be more than happy to share with you what we're talking about. Now, we also have another call that comes up right after this call. It's called the New Morning Motivational Call that's held every Monday through Friday, and where a team of great leaders are sharing with you the information about the Artist Life products. And today is Testimonial Thursday. So Ms. Charlie Mae Lewis, our president, Charlie Mae Lewis, will be glad to show you. She's the host for this morning, and tell you and share with you the testimonials that will be coming forth about these products. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294-617-POUND. Now, some of you may even have T-Mobile, PCS, Metro. Well, you might need a bypass number to get in on the calls. That number is 716-293-9707. Well, listen, I'm telling you, we are so excited about what's taking place, and we know that God has a word for us this morning. Now, who's going to bring the word for us? This woman is a phenomenal woman who needs no introduction. As a matter of fact, she is one of the co-founders of this wonderful call. She is the one and only Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. This lady was a native of Monticello, Mississippi. She is a native of Monticello, Mississippi. We always claim her. And she is an alumna of Alcorn State University. She has had degrees from master to doctorate, and she has been helping people around the world. She's been an army chaplain. She has been around in Saudi Arabia, Germany. She is a woman of God who loves to serve the men and women of God around the world. She is a blessed woman that God has chosen to be a partner with her husband and her first husband of 35 years, who went home to be with the Lord and had two wonderful children from that union, and five grandchildren. Now God has blessed her with an awesome man of God, and he is Mr. Patton. We so love and appreciate him. We thank God that these two have union together and have done wonderful, mighty things in the army of the Lord. I'm getting out of the way to introduce to some, present to others, none other than our wonderful Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Are you there, Dr. P.K.?
I am here, Minister Brenda, and you are just absolutely super fantastic. Thank God for you and your love for him, for us, and the kingdom of God. You are off the chain. Thank God for you this morning. I also want to thank God for Minister Robin. I know how it is with you working. I did work once upon a time, but thank God I don't have to right now. So I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for the entire TMC family joining us this morning. God has a word for you today. And I tell you, without Dr. Vanessa being there doing what she is doing, we wouldn't be able to say that this call has been going now, going on, Lord have mercy, since 2008. Let me tell you something. You know, I met her in 2008. Thank you, Jesus, for helping my mind this morning. You know, this 65-year-old mind, I just had a birthday, thank the Lord, and had a good month of celebration. Yes, Lord. And we ended it with our prayer and our fasting on yesterday. Yesterday was the 10th day of the 10-day fast. And you all, I want you to know that I have a word this morning that the Lord woke me up with and started last night. But I am so happy to be able to stand here and in this place and give what God has given me. But before we get to the word, get in there, the scripture reading that is going to be read this morning is coming from Isaiah 58, and my husband, who is just really a wonderful man of God, who is really my chocolate on my cake, just came in and said, your Diaz de Leon coffee is on, because we have not had any over these past 10 days, and he is grinning from ear to ear about having some this morning. But let me tell you all something. He really does love this TMC family. He loves prayer. He loves the Word of God. And today he is going to give us our basic scripture that we have made a circle on, and that too.
Good morning, TMC family. Good morning, Minister Robin. Good morning, Minister Terrell. And good morning, Pastor Vanessa. And tell Mother hello for me. Our scripture this morning is coming from Isaiah 58, first through the 9 verses. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voices like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet seek me daily, and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness, and forsake not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore we have fasted, say they, and thou seest not. Wherefore have we afflicted our souls, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exult all your labors. Behold, ye for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. It is such a fast that I have chosen, a day of a man to afflict his soul. Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? And thou shalt cast this a fast and acceptable day to the Lord. Is not the fast that I have chosen to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? It is not to deal thy bread to the hunger, and thy bring the poor that are cast out to thy house. When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hid not thyself from thy own flesh. They shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Thou shalt call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he will say, here I am. If thou takest away from the midst of the yoke the putting forth of the finger, and speak in vanity. Here's my wife, Doctor.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you so, so very much. If I had to entitle this message this morning, it would just be a little side chat talk on prayer and fasting. As I've already stated this morning, we just ended a 10-day fast. You need to understand that there will be some backlash from fasting, because the devil is not happy with you when you fast for the Lord. God spoke when we started this fast. However, I didn't want to hear it. I said, well, maybe I'm hearing right. Maybe he's just whispering something that I can do a little later on. you all. Ooh, Jesus, help me this morning. I know the voice of God. How many of you know the voice of God? How many of you have been given instructions from God that you did not like particularly and decided that it would be an imposition on the people, or they wouldn't want to hear or do this thing that God had given you to do? Here in Isaiah 58 in the Message Bible, it said, shout a full-throated shout. Hold nothing back. A trumpet blast shout. Tell my people what's wrong with their lives. Tell them with a loud voice. I said, ooh, who? Yeah, Lord. I hear you. I know. And when you don't do what God wants you to do or instructs you to do, you get a little whipping. God is God, you all. Listen to me. We belong to him. We don't belong to ourselves. Get it straight, my dear friends, this morning. God is calling for his children to do that which is uncomfortable. This thing that we say, I am a king's kid, with our chest stuck out and our head high and strut around, you need to know that this being a king's kid will cost you something. It's not I do and live this life when it is convenient or when it feels good, when I am being cheered on by my peers and loved ones, patted on the back and loved up on. Living for God means just that. Living a life as God instructs us on a day-to-day basis, moment by moment, second by second. We've got to understand that when we say that we our king's kids, it comes with a price. Therefore, I want you to hear me, my loved one, and I want you to hear me clear. God is calling for prayer warriors who will live a life of fasting and prayer. For this call, it is very evident that TMC prayer warriors are getting a charge from God and getting instructions. I know when God is moving, the waters are being troubled. The waters are being stirred. We are in a new space and place in this world. It is time out for us standing on the sidelines saying, in all my years of living, I've never seen anything like this. And I'm telling you, that has become a part of my conversation over this past year. I've never seen a world like this. But Isaiah 43:18 informs us that God would do a new thing. And we often think of that scripture as being one whereby that new thing will be something that is going to be good. And yes, you all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. But I'm here to tell you that I have never seen such blatant sin from leadership embraced, supported, and promoted. Well, the Lord asked me, what are you going to do, PK? What can you do? When God called me 3 years ago in September to begin this quarterly fast, little did I know that we were headed into this place that we find ourselves in today. Just 3 years ago, No one could have told me that I would still be moving in this direction with this prayer and fasting. Today, my friends, let me give you a word, a rhema word, a right now word from the Lord. God sees you. God hears you. And God will answer you. I want you to be clear that you and God are speaking the same language. What do I mean by this? Be sure that what you are asking God for is in his perfect will for your life. Be sure that it is his perfect will and not his permissive will. Be sure that what you are saying is what God is saying. Be sure that what you are asking is asking to happen in your life is what God has for you in your life. How can I be sure, Dr. PK? Well, there's only one way I know you all. It's through prayer and fasting. I say again, fasting is a lifestyle of the Christian. Fasting and prayer goes together, like Lester and PK Patrick. Let me tell you something. I'm just really a little emotional this morning because I'm mad and I'm ready to go. On yesterday morning, my husband got up and I looked at him and he looked a little strange, but I didn't say anything. He says to me, "Babe, I don't feel well. Could you take my blood pressure?" We have taken each other's blood pressure since we've been married and really rejoiced in the fact that we had 120 over 78 blood pressure at this age and really have been doing well with this thing. I have been taking the omega 369 and the green 29 for years. That comes from artists to regulate my blood pressure, drinking my Levive, and doing quite well. He, on the other hand, has been taking pills from the doctor and doing well, but we were working diligently to wean him from those. Yesterday, that blood pressure was 195 over 101. I know and knew that that was too high. His head was hurting. He was sick. He got in bed and stayed in all day. I prayed and asked God, what is this all about? He says, this is one thing that happens when you go on the front line. The devil would like to check you and send you back, as he did the Stephen brothers, saying that you cannot go out here and win the battles that are before you. But I'm here to tell you that with me, all things are possible. I said, strengthen me, Lord. I went in and I gave him some omega-3, gave him some green 29, prayed for him, laid hands on him, and said, devil, you are alive. I had another person call and say, is there really a God? Why would he take me through this fast and then not give me what I'm asking him for on this fast? I said, God is God, and God is alive. Are you crazy? Don't you hear the devil talking to you? Then I had another call of this young woman says, my husband is going crazy on me. I don't understand him. He just up and left after 14 years. What is this? I said, devil, I see you. You better know and see the devil for who he is and how he operates. You all, Satan is your enemy. He hates you. He wants you in hell with him when this thing called life is over. Nope, nope, nope. God just checked my spirit. He wants you to live in hell here on this earth with sickness and discontentment and everything, and then go to hell and burn there forever with him. He is a liar and the father of lies. We belong to God. We are God's children, and we are going to live a victorious life here on earth and doing the things that God has called us to do, and then we are going to die, go on, and be with the Lord forever and ever. The main enemies of our prayer and fasted life, as I have told you before, just happens to be stress, concerns for this world, anxiety, physical weariness, and busyness. Let me know where I am with time. God wants us to know without a shadow of a doubt that he is calling us as a people, as the TMC family, to a lifestyle of fasting and prayer. We have been praying and calling an annual fast, but God said a quarterly fast. And I said, okay, God, I'm willing to do that. He said, no. When I say a lifestyle, I mean a lifestyle. So this morning, I'm giving you further instructions that I received from the Lord. God says, I'm giving you permission. You can do it like this. I'm giving you permission to choose one day of every week that you are turning down your plate, just one day a week. And then we're going to do the quarterly fast every quarter. That's the instructions that I got this morning. Now, it doesn't mean, it doesn't mean that we have to just give up everything. I'm going to give you some clarity as we go along. I want you to go in and read about Hannah and her fast. I'm going to preach on that come Monday. I love you. I thank you. And I really, really am ready to go forward and get everything that God has for us as a people. Will you come back, Sister Minister Brenda, and close us out this morning?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. PK. So appreciate you with that awesome on time, profound message this morning. And yes, God is real. The enemy doesn't like what he's doing, what we're doing for the kingdom, but we are still victorious in Christ Jesus. So are you asking that you want me to just close out? You're going to come back for the benediction, am I correct?
I'll do the benediction if you want me to.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, holy, gracious, heavenly Father, we thank you. We honor you. We praise you, oh God, because you are awesome in all your ways. We thank you, Lord God, because you are God all by yourself. We thank you, Father, for being the omnipotent one, the awesome God, the everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace. We thank you, Father, that you're Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. So this morning, oh God, we're thanking you right now that we're decreeing and declaring that our brother Lester is healed by the blood of the Lamb. Our sisters and our brothers who are listening that may be having some stirring in their health, they are healed by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, oh God, that you are gracious in all your ways. And Lord, the truth will make us free. So we know that we are free. We're standing in the liberty whereby Christ has made us free. And we're no longer entangled with the yoke of bondage. We thank you for this woman of God who came forth with this message this morning to remind us who we are in Christ Jesus in spite of what we may go through. We thank you, oh God, that you have made us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We thank you, oh God, that those that are going through trying times in bereavement, Minister Kai and so many others, Lord God, we ask that you comfort them, comfort her father, strengthen them, Lord God, like you can, Father, like none other. We thank you for your blessings being around us and overtaking us. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in artists' life, the new ranks and all that are taking place. We thank you, Father God, for Dr. Vanessa making 10 years. We thank you, oh God, for those that are listening, Lord, that you are attentive to their call and their cry. So we give your name glory. We give your name praise for all that you're doing this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. We'll share this message with somebody, please. Please share this message. It's 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. Now, we do have the New Morning Motivational Call coming up with Testimonial Thursday. You definitely want to hear the testimonies. That number again is 712-770-4005. The pen is 294-617-POUND. Thank you so much, Minister Robin, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. Thank you again, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Pastor Lester Patton, for God is using the two of you, and we give God glory for you. Would you please come back and close us out with the benediction?
The benediction today, you all, is something that you may have gone through when you first got saved, but the Lord told me to do it again as we go forward from now until he tells me stop. Dear Lord, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. I believe Jesus Christ died for my sins on the cross and rose again on the third day. I repent of my sins. By faith, I receive the Lord Jesus as my Savior. You promised to save me, and I believe you because you are God and you cannot lie. I believe right now that the Lord Jesus is my personal Savior and that all my sins are forgiven through his precious blood. I thank you for it, dear Lord. I thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Go out and live a super fantastic day, my friends. I love you. Bye-bye.